An effort to toughen U.S. interrogations in Afghanistan may have encouraged rougher treatment of prisoners in Iraq. That's according to Newsweek magazine, which traces the prison scandal in Iraq to decisions made shortly after the September 11 attacks. The Bush administration decided the Geneva Conventions did not protect Taliban or Al-Qaeda prisoners, and those looser rules may eventually have spread to Iraq, where the conventions are supposed to apply. Michael Isikoff co-authored the Newsweek report and is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So part of this story is known already. We know the Bush administration had ruled that Al-Qaeda and Taliban prisoners were not going to be treated as prisoners of war. What does your reporting add to that picture?
Well, what we've gotten is a whole series of internal administration memos in which this debate was played out, and it shows that it was a much fiercer debate within the administration than was publicly realized at the time. It begins with a series of memos that are written by the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel in the months after September 11th, in which they rule, first, that the U.S. courts will have no jurisdiction over U.S. prisoners in, where they conclude that the U.S. courts should have no jurisdiction over U.S. prisoners in Guantanamo Bay, and that there is no basis for applying the Geneva Conventions to any prisoners being captured in Afghanistan, either Al-Qaeda or Taliban. This is very strongly opposed by the State Department, their legal advisors saying this would be disastrous for U.S. foreign policy, would reverse years of U.S. adherence to the Geneva Conventions. In January of 2002, White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez writes a decision memorandum for President Bush in which he lays out the arguments and make some rather startling conclusions in urging the president to adopt the no Geneva Convention application. He describes the Geneva Conventions in this memo, it's a January 2002 memo, as obsolete, and some of its provisions are quaint. And he also says and concludes that it's really unnecessary given what he describes as, quote, your policy of providing humane treatment to enemy detainees.
Now, that memo applied to Afghanistan. The White House says the Geneva Conventions do apply in Iraq. What evidence suggests to you that the Afghanistan rules bled over into Iraq?
Well, a couple things. First of all, after that memo was written, Secretary of State Powell, as we report, hit the roof, went to see the president, also fired back with a very strong memo talking about the implications of taking this approach. The White House backed down a bit and said that while the Geneva Conventions would apply, they would not grant prisoner of war status to either Taliban, either Al-Qaeda or Taliban, and then began a series of further rulings that put very restrictive definitions on international torture conventions that allowed for interrogations that went beyond techniques authorized in U.S. field manuals.
Michael, we've just got a couple seconds left. Did those rules then apply in Iraq?
Yes. General Miller, who then went from Guantanamo to Iraq, took many of the same techniques to Iraq,
okay,
extra-doctrinal approaches. Yes.
Okay. Michael Isikoff of Newsweek magazine, thanks very much.